Hey guys, so yeah, I'm not recording an episode from the laptop right now. I'm actually recording it from the phone for a second. I think the third time. Yeah, for a third time because the laptop I usually use, which is my mother's old laptop, actually shit the bed. I mean, didn't exactly shit the bed. The charger did, but so yeah, I'm not going to be now. Before I say Happy National Boyfriend Day, even though I don't have a boyfriend in real life, and if I were to get a partner in real life, it would probably be non-binary or female. I don't know, but if you guys are heterosexual, then I'm not gonna judge because not everyone is gonna be gay, which may sound unfortunate, but it's true. It's true. Not everyone is gonna be gay. Some people are gonna be straight, and that's okay. Hey, people can be straight and people can be gay, so that's good. So that's why I haven't uploaded a Goy Mate video onto my channel in like 2 days. I might actually start making Tomodachi Life videos, I don't know. So now we got this shit out of the way. So to anyone that has friends, to a girl who has a boyfriend or a boy that has a boyfriend, friend, because some, you know how people are gay. Okay. Happy National Boyfriend Day. So for National Boyfriend Day, my post is actually gonna be kind of different because actually today this is actually about a Pablo Louis ship that I once held a grudge against, but I actually kinda love it now. Alright, I was completely wrong about Cole vs. Carlo. Is that what you guys want me to tell you guys? I was completely wrong about this ship because, to be honest with you, I actually was completely wrong about this ship. I thought Cole vs. Carlo was actually a piece of shit ship. I thought it was a piece of shit, but to be honest with you, I don't think Cole vs. Carlo is a piece of shit. I think the real piece of shit ships, with the exception of two more ships, are the canon ships. They're the real shitty ships. Oops. Not Clover X Carlo, because to be honest with you, Clover X Carlo is actually a really great ship. Even if I still didn't like the ship, I actually kinda do see where Nico Spot was coming from. Which, speaking of Nico Spot, shout out to him for basically making me have a soft spot for the ship. I'm still gonna ship Clover and Kahuna, Maybe Clover X Carlo might be a side dish, because like I said before, Clover X Carlo I kind of have a soft spot for now. Now it's basically BX Dawn, but flip line. I don't have all the packs on my phone. I just got the Cluckeria pack on my phone, but on my iPad I actually made a few Clover X Carlo scenes and actually got a couple of Clover X Carlo moments on there, so yeah, it's safe to say that I was completely wrong about Clover X Carlo. I was completely wrong about that ship. That ship is the bane of my existence. The only ships that are the bane of my existence, and especially Alpenny, the Arcanon ships. Those are the only flip line ships that are the bane of my existence. And again, we can make an exception for like Olga X Little Ardo, because that one is actually likable in my opinion. Fringo X Fernanda is another ship that's likable. Well, in my eyes, and to a lesser extent, send Rigo and Rhonda and Claire and Vincent, to a lesser extent, those ships are also likable. Like, those are literally the only four likable ships. Mirax Zoo is another ship that's actually tolerable. It's probably gonna be the only gay ship that they're gonna make, so we might as well just cherish that ship. Because they didn't make Wimix to Gacha a couple, because it's fucking obvious that with the exception of Mary Xu, it's fucking obvious that Flipline cares more about their reputation than gay people. It's fucking obvious they care more about the reputation at this point. Honestly, I feel really sorry for Mantoni because I really feel sorry for them that they have to have homophobic co-workers because picture this. Alright, kids, get on the call, because your auntie Marissa is going to be telling you a bedtime story. So picture this, right? Right, you're a worker at Flip Line, you want to make Clorox Kahuna a ship, but they're like, hold on. And this, Kevin's gonna be like, hold on, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. And we're like, what are you talking about? And Werger's like, no. Chloris Goon is not becoming a ship. You have to ship Chloris someone else or get the fuck out, or fucking fired. And I'm like, okay, I got the fucking fired because I'm not making another ship. Except for Chloris Carlo. So I'll slide with that one. And they're like, and then they flip you off. And then when the coders flip you and the two co-founders off and they're like, get the fuck out. Why didn't you stop her? Tony's like, what are you talking about? She can ship whatever the hell she wants. So yeah, and that's the story of what it'd be like if you guys worked at Flipline. It's fucking toxic. They do nothing. They do absolutely nothing about the toxic fans living. The admins then stop the ban toxic people. And I feel really sorry for the admins because they have to block. They have to ban the assholes because the actual co-founders. Founders are pussies and wouldn't do a damn thing about it. I actually feel sorry. I'm sorry for both the moderators and the co-founders. It's like I feel sorry for them. Okay. So back to the story. Of how Clovex Carlo became a ship. Now this is something very fucking urgent that is probably gonna help you in life. So you might as well listen to it. So, picture this, right, kids? Picture this. Clover is trying to look for a date, and she's dating Kahuna, but she and Kahuna agreed to a polyamorous relationship, so they're looking everywhere for a partner.
Sure.
She ends up finding Johnny, but she also finds that one man, though, that sticks out to her. Who's it gonna be? Of course, it's Carlo. And then they fell in love, and Kahuna agreed that his girlfriend could be polyamorous, even though he only attracted to one person, but he's not gonna judge Clover. So, yeah, that's basically the story. So, yeah, that's it. Now, remember, kids, today you learned two things from your auntie Marissa. You learned two things. One, do not work for Flipline because they're just gonna fuck you over. They're just gonna not make your favorite ship canon, leaving you to ship whoever the fuck you want. Another one is do not trust a damn thing that the people at Flipline says. And number three, they just ship whoever the fuck you want. To listen to your heart. Or do not listen to those fucking assholes you get on your ass about a ship. Just ship whatever the fuck you want. Just listen to your heart. And that's pretty much all I wanted to make besides this whole I was wrong about the Carlo Explover thing.